This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. 100 years after his birth, a memorial mass will be held tomorrow morning for President John F. Kennedy at the St. Francis Xavier Church in Hyannis. That's where the Kennedy family often attended masses. Father Mark Heschen will deliver the homily. Father Heschen joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon. Great to be with you.
How important was the St. Francis Xavier Church to the Kennedy family and particularly to John F. Kennedy?
In Catholic terms, people sort of go to church in their neighborhood. The Kennedy family live in Hyannisport, and St. Francis Xavier would be the territorial parish for residents there. On the other hand, they often came, and that's where I met them 17 years ago, to Our Lady of Victory in Centerville, which is, you know, equidistant from their homes in Hyannisport.
What aspects of the president's life will your homily focus on?
I'm going to use the very simple but powerful encounter Jesus has with some of his fellow Hebrews when they ask him which is the most important commandment. He answers, "I love God with all your heart, mind, and soul." But then he adds the second commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. And we're going to reflect on how the Kennedy family has kept that Hebrew and Jewish tradition and Christian tradition of love at the center of their lives.
And how have they done that?
In public service, demonstrably, in the president's case, and then in the cases of his brothers, certainly Eunice and her children, in the case of Special Olympics, in many, many ways, still the family's next generation are deeply, deeply committed by virtue of their faith and their family heritage to public service.
Now, you are the late Senator Ted Kennedy's parish priest and delivered the homily at his funeral. What does tomorrow's Mass mean for you in light of that?
It's a great honor to be asked by them, obviously, to be sort of the theological reflector with them tomorrow. We're going to really sort of address remarks to the grandchildren and then to their cousins. And we're going to use that image of the president's inaugural address, in which he said that the torch has been passed to a new generation. And I'm sure as the youngest person elected, he saw himself as that bearer. But now we're going to look to his grandchildren and their cousins. It's just another significant moment to be with them.
Are you tailoring your remarks in tomorrow's Mass to our present political moment in any specific way?
Well, obviously, a homily is not a political, set of comments per se. And yet, for the sake of the president's grandchildren and their cousins, their many cousins, and all the congregants, I certainly hope that what we'll reflect on together that is biblically rooted will be an obvious invitation to a public stance that brings our moral character into the public square, if that makes any sense to you.
Sure. Well, you know, people are pretty complex.
That's an understatement.
Right. Well, as a priest, though, how do you reconcile these complicated lives of the human beings in your congregation, especially people who are so well known? How do you reconcile that with the foundational teachings of the church, which when sometimes that might be in conflict?
We take it as a given that we are a house of sinners in need of forgiveness all the time. So if that addresses the issue that you're looking at about our complex nature and the nuances of human persons vis-a-vis God's ultimate law to love. God's not expecting us to be God. God wants to be God. So he's present and mediates a real mercy and a tenderness and a forgiveness that changes human beings, hopefully, over our lifetime.
Well, Father Heschen, thank you so much for your time.
Very good. Thank you. Have a good day.
Father Mark Heschen delivers the homily at tomorrow morning's Memorial Mass for JFK in Hyannis. This is 90.9 WBUR.